This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Speaking of trade deals, if you listen to this program regularly, you know we cover this issue a lot. But it has been quite the topic in these past 18 months, including what Andy just talked about. Now, Marketplace's Sabri Benishwar joins me for a bit of a longer view, looking back at the 2010s in trade and what that action means for the economy going into the 2020s. Hey, Sabri.
Hi, Kimberly.
So what was the highlight for you when you think about 2019 in terms of what goes down in history for international trade?
2019 will be the year that the U.S. really began to burn down the international rules-based system in international trade. So whatever consequences history will reveal, good or bad, this is the year it really got set in motion.
The year of burn it all down. Okay, so you're referring to the trade conflict with China, the tariffs, and I guess everybody else,
yes,
too.
Yeah, I'm referring to all of it. So let's just start with the tariffs. The U.S. imposed tariffs on $200 billion worth of goods from China, up to a total of $250 billion. There were lots of threats and escalations and retaliation all along the way. That was the big fight. And the key here is that these were all conducted through not some international trading system. They weren't done through the WTO. They were just done unilaterally by the U.S. And we also have the fight with the WTO itself. So the World Trade Organization, which the U.S. helped build, the U.S. has basically shut down that group's top court, which settles trade disputes, and it's holding up the WTO's budget. So here is one view of all of this, from a trade lawyer, Nicole Bivens-Collinson, with Sandler, Travis, and Rosenberg.
If you're trying to get somebody to change their mind or to take their medicine, if you put it in a spoonful of sugar, but then you grab them around the throat, choking them, trying to get them to open their mouth, that's not an effective way of, I think, addressing the trade policy.
So that's one view of what has happened this year. The Trump administration would say, you know, we had to do this. The WTO is not equipped to take on Chinese subsidies, and we don't want to wait around for them to figure it out while China eats our lunch. The rest of the world is saying, fine, but you didn't have to burn it all down. You know, if you're going to go outside of the rules, so will we. And that is what we are actually starting to see.
So what are you looking for in 2020? What is next year going to look like, as you say, if international trade institutions are just being kind of thrown under the bus?
Okay, so first off, China. We have this preliminary deal. It doesn't fix everything. But the question is the fight over? Is it going to blow up again? That's happened before. Remember back in May, we had a deal and then we didn't. So are we even out of the woods on that one? We don't know, really. Second, who is next in the crosshairs for the U.S.? The answer is it looks like it's going to be Europe. The Trump administration is laying the groundwork for tariffs on France over a disagreement on digital taxes, which, by the way, there was a way to resolve that through negotiation, but it looks like the Trump administration is not waiting around for that. There is still this lingering threat of tariffs on automobiles. But here's the thing. Europe has its own beef with the U.S. Here's Scott Linscombe. He's with the Cato Institute.
The U.S. and the EU appear to be heading towards a more pointed confrontation, with the EU also looking at things like carbon tariffs. Some EU officials have expressly said will be targeting the United States.
So Scott mentioned a carbon tariff there. That is basically a tariff against countries that are not in the Paris Climate Agreement or who aren't taking climate change seriously. That's something also that's not covered by the WTO. And, you know, Europe is basically saying, OK, you want to take this fight outside? We can do that. We have our own issues. And so the U.S. will be getting more than just the fights it wants to pick. By the way, there's a cost to these fights. Consumers pay more. Businesses hold off on investment. U.S. exporters are disadvantaged. So for whatever benefits we may accrue, there are costs, and we will see how that all nets out in 2020.
So more trade drama to come. Marketplace's Sabri Benishwar, thanks so much.
You're so welcome.